Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. And now, the news.
Welcome to your Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. Money is generally a great incentive and motivates people to do things like get better grades or sell more cars. But when it's used as an incentive to get people to eat healthier, sorry, no sale. At least that's what researchers found when they tried manipulating prices to see if it would get people to buy more nutritious food. Cash incentives are already being used to pay people to lose weight. And with that in mind, researchers at the University of Buffalo set up an experiment to see if discounting healthy foods like fruits and vegetables would make a difference in shoppers' buying habits. Apparently, when the costs went down, shoppers did buy healthier foods. However, with the money they saved, they bought more junk food. Given that information, they placed a hefty tax on high-calorie, low-nutrient foods, and the result was predictable. They stopped buying so much junk. Here's a story that gives some insight on what men see in women when looking for a mate. Apparently, when it comes to the mating game, evolutionary biologists believe that we often choose people with our same characteristics because people that resemble ourselves feel more trustworthy. However, when stressed, it appears that this theory no longer applies. Psychologists at the University of Trier in Germany recruited male students and tested their reaction to photos of women when they were under stress. They had men hold their hands in ice water for 3 minutes and then showed them a series of photographs of nude women. The men were not aware that several of the images had been manipulated and their faces had been morphed with a picture of the subject's face. The men who were not stressed were more attracted to the images that resembled their own faces, while the men who were under stress favored the pictures of the less familiar faces. This suggested that when it comes to picking a mate under stress, men are driven to procreate and are willing to risk a physically dissimilar partner. And when I come back, we'll take a look at a bone-strengthening drug that may be linked to fractures and a change in the way some women deal with breast cancer.
Did you know chiropractic is the largest and best recognized of the complementary healthcare professions, serving a larger population than massage, yoga, acupuncture, and diet-based therapies? Safe and effective, patients favor chiropractic care over medical care for many different health issues. If you want to be your best, call Dr. Douglas Stockell at 310-985-1515. Now back to the news.
Make no bones about it, when it comes to osteoporosis, doctors are taking a second look. One drug that is supposed to make bones stronger, Fosamax, has been under scrutiny for making bones even more brittle. Doctors are reporting increasing cases of people who are experiencing spontaneous fractures from doing things as simple as walking down steps in women that have been taking Fosamax for more than 5 years. Fosamax has also been linked with a serious bone-related jaw disease and severe musculoskeletal pain. The Food and Drug Administration asked Merck, the pharmaceutical company, to respond, but the drug companies have still not been upfront with the public. And our last story will be of great interest to women who have been diagnosed with breast cancer. Women who have breast cancer are changing direction when it comes to having their breasts removed after a cancer diagnosis. In the past, the trend was for women to only have the cancerous tissue removed, rather than the entire breast. But more and more women are opting to have their entire breast removed. In fact, many women are asking that both breasts be removed because they believe it will improve their chance for survival. However, a study in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute found no evidence to support this. Cancer is spread through an existing cancer, and the removal of a healthy breast will not change the odds. And lastly, as always, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. Every day, the average person loses 60 to 100 strands of hair. Unless you're already bald, chances are good that you're shedding pretty heavily on a daily basis. Your hair loss will vary in accordance with the season, pregnancy, illness, diet, and age. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next time when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.